from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Putin supportive of American proposal for Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin said he agrees with an American proposal to incorporate opposition representatives in Syria's government, but balked at the idea that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should step down immediately. During a wide-reaching interview with CNN at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Putin said the only way to ensure that democracy takes hold in Syria is with a new constitution and new elections at all levels of government based on that constitution. Belgium has carried out major security sweeps, and prosecutors said they are charging three suspects with terrorist activity. The country's National Security Council met Saturday to review mounting evidence of an imminent attack. Prime Minister Charles Michel said Belgium would remain extremely vigilant hour by hour.
Et donc nous appelons à continuer de manière sereine à vivre normalement.
He urged everyone to continue to live normally in a calm way. Belgium has remained under a terror alert since the attacks in March on the Brussels airport and subway that killed 32 people. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have gathered on the Japanese island of Okinawa, demanding the U.S. military shut down its bases there, following a rash of high-profile incidents involving service members that have made headlines in recent months. Protesters at today's rally want a plan to move a U.S. base from one part of the island to another, scrapped altogether. Dissatisfaction with U.S. military bases on the island has been brewing for years. The U.S. Navy said earlier this month it has banned its personnel in Japan from drinking. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says detention is not the answer to Europe's refugee crisis and should end immediately. Mr. Ban met with refugees from war, terrorism, and poverty on the Greek island of Lesbos.
I remain deeply distressed at the high number of deaths in the Mediterranean. We must work together to protect people and address the root causes of displacement. I continue to call for greater sharing of this responsibility across Europe and indeed across the world.
The UN chief called on European countries to respond to the crisis with a humane and human rights-based approach. Tens of thousands of migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, and other trouble spots are in camps in Greece, hoping to find permanent homes in the European Union. The Vietnamese community in Southern California is hosting the Dalai Lama as the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader dedicates a major Buddhist temple in an immigrant neighborhood known as Little Saigon. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports.
Religious teaching and the grand opening of the Diu Nu Temple drew thousands of Vietnamese immigrants, Buddhists, and others who support the Dalai Lama. Many came to hear the Dalai Lama's teaching on compassion.
Well, I've loved, you know, Dalai Lama. I think that he's such a wise man, and he represents such great, you know, knowledge and everything that I've always wanted.
This temple was started in a house in 2008 by Vietnamese who had left their native land to seek religious freedom in the United States. Vietnamese Americans say the Dalai Lama brought a moving religious message and drew attention to an important Buddhist community and its imposing new temple. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Westminster, California.
Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican U.S. presidential nominee, is complaining that some Republicans are trying to thwart the official declaration of his nomination at next month's National Party Nomination Convention. Some delegates say they want to change the party's rules to allow delegates to vote for someone other than the brash billionaire real estate mogul. Trump's opponents say he does not represent the Republicans' traditional conservative policy positions and that his intemperate comments about women, Muslims, and Mexicans make him unacceptable as the Republican standard bearer. The U.S.-based giant aviation corporation Boeing has reached an agreement with Iran to sell the country 100 passenger planes, Iran's aviation authority announced today. The deal is one of three separate agreements made between Iran and Western plane makers for a total of around 200 aircraft since Washington lifted economic sanctions on the country in January. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.